From Storyflow Daily, the day's top 10 May 29th. The Storyflow Daily Brief for May 29th. Here are the 10 most trending stories from the last day across the open web. First, from Fritz, we've moved to Ghost. The Asian Century Stocks newsletter has been relocated to a new platform. It is now hosted on Ghost, an open-source newsletter platform. This change is intended to provide a new home for the newsletter, which was previously located on Substack. The new website for the newsletter can be found at asiancentrastocks.com. This site will serve as the central hub for the newsletter, providing access to its content and subscription options. The change in platform is not expected to affect the quality or frequency of the content provided by the Asian Century Stocks newsletter. Readers can continue to expect the same level of information and analysis as before, now delivered through the new Ghost platform. Second, from the Politics Bar, chaos, grift, and corruption. The Republican Party is seen as being in a state of collapse following recent elections and controversies. A key factor in this perceived demise is the Trump regime's handling of an insurrectionist reparations fund, which has been widely criticized as corrupt. This development has led many to question the party's viability and legitimacy. The insurrectionist reparations fund has been a major point of contention, with many accusing the Trump regime of using it to further their own interests rather than serving the greater good. This has contributed to a growing sense of distrust and disillusionment among voters, which was reflected in the results of the recent elections. The Republican Party's struggles are not limited to the aftermath of the elections. The party has been grappling with internal conflicts and divisions, which have been exacerbated by the Trump regime's actions. This has led to a decline in the party's popularity and a loss of support among key demographics. As the party attempts to regroup and rebuild, it will need to address the underlying issues that have contributed to its decline. This will require a fundamental transformation of the party's values and priorities, as well as a commitment to transparency and accountability. Until then, the party's future remains uncertain. The fallout from the recent elections and the insurrectionist reparations fund controversy is likely to continue, with many expecting further revelations and developments in the coming weeks and months. As the situation continues to unfold, it remains to be seen whether the Republican Party will be able to recover and regain the trust of voters. Third, from Churlstrade, Dear Sugar Letter #42, Part 1. A 45-year-old woman is writing about the significant changes her family is about to undergo. Her father is 68 years old, her daughter is 18, and they are all on the cusp of new developments in their lives. The woman's letter is an unusual one, as it does not involve a painful or difficult struggle, but rather a series of major life transitions. The woman's father, at 68, is likely entering a new stage of life, possibly retirement or a significant shift in his personal or professional circumstances. Her daughter, at 18, is probably preparing to leave home, whether to attend college, start a career, or pursue other independent endeavors. The woman herself, at 45, may be facing her own set of challenges and opportunities, such as a career change, an empty nest, or a reevaluation of her personal goals. These concurrent changes are likely to have a profound impact on the family's dynamics and relationships. The woman may be seeking guidance on how to navigate these transitions, support her loved ones, and find her own path forward. Her decision to write about these changes suggests that she is aware of the potential challenges and opportunities that lie ahead, and is seeking advice on how to make the most of this pivotal moment in their lives. The fact that the woman's family is experiencing these changes simultaneously may create a unique set of circumstances, with multiple generations navigating significant life events at the same time. This could lead to a rich and complex exploration of family relationships, personal growth, and the challenges of adapting to new circumstances. The woman's letter is an opportunity to explore these themes and seek guidance on how to thrive during a time of significant change. Fourth, from Bloomberg Top. Humanoids, from spectacle to scale, Bloomberg Tech. Asia 5/29/2026. Humanoid robots are on the verge of entering the real world, with Bloomberg Intelligence predicting they will be the next major tech platform in the coming decade. The industry is growing rapidly, but commercializing and scaling it poses significant challenges. Experts are gathering to discuss these issues at the Humanoid Summit in Tokyo. Google DeepMind and Honda's Frontier Robotics are among the key players involved in the development of humanoid robots. These companies are working to overcome the technical and practical hurdles that must be cleared before humanoids can be widely adopted. This includes improving their ability to interact with humans and perform tasks in a variety of environments. The potential applications of humanoid robots are vast, ranging from healthcare and education to manufacturing and service industries. However, before they can be widely used, significant advances are needed in areas such as artificial intelligence, machine learning, and robotics engineering. The Humanoid Summit in Tokyo provides a platform for experts to share their knowledge and ideas, and to collaborate on the development of this emerging technology. As the industry continues to grow and evolve, it is likely that we will see significant advancements in the capabilities and usability of humanoid robots. This could lead to major changes in a wide range of fields, from the way we work and live to the way we interact with technology. With the involvement of major companies like Google and Honda, the development of humanoid robots is likely to accelerate in the coming years. The next decade is expected to be crucial in the development of humanoid robots, with Bloomberg Intelligence predicting that they will become a major tech platform. As the industry continues to grow and mature, we can expect to see significant investments and innovations in this field. The outcome of these efforts will likely have a major impact on the way we live and work in the future. Fifth, from CryptoBriefing, Ukraine reports Russian drone attack on Turkish vessel carrying sunflower oil in Black Sea. Ukraine has reported a Russian drone attack on a Turkish vessel in the Black Sea. The vessel was carrying sunflower oil at the time of the attack. This incident is likely to increase tensions between the countries involved and may have broader geopolitical implications. The attack on the Turkish vessel complicates Turkey's role in the region, as the country has been trying to maintain a diplomatic balance between Ukraine and Russia. Turkey has been attempting to facilitate negotiations and find a peaceful resolution to the conflict, but incidents like this make its position more difficult. The drone attack is also expected to have economic implications, as it may disrupt the supply of sunflower oil and other goods. The Black Sea is an important shipping route, and any disruptions to traffic in the area can have significant effects on global trade. This could contribute to increased economic instability, particularly if the conflict escalates further. The incident is the latest in a series of events that have heightened tensions in the region. It is likely to lead to increased diplomatic efforts to resolve the conflict, but a peaceful resolution may be difficult to achieve. The attack on the Turkish vessel is a significant development in the ongoing conflict, and its consequences are likely to be felt for some time. The global economy is already facing significant challenges, and the disruption to sunflower oil supplies is likely to add to these problems. The incident highlights the need for a peaceful resolution to the conflict, not just to reduce tensions in the region, but also to minimize the economic impact on the rest of the world. Sixth, from Beyond Parity with Bridget Fetterse, Thomas Massie lost, and it wasn't Israel's fault. Thomas Massie recently lost his Kentucky primary by a margin of 10 points. Instead of taking responsibility for the loss, Massie blamed Israel. This reaction has been criticized as an example of Israel derangement syndrome, a phenomenon where individuals unfairly blame Israel for their problems. Massie's loss can be attributed to various factors, including his own actions and policies, which may not have resonated with his constituents. It is unlikely that Israel had any significant influence over the outcome of the primary. By blaming Israel, Massie is deflecting attention from his own shortcomings and failures. The tendency to blame Israel has become a common theme among some individuals, particularly those who have been critical of woke culture. Ironically, this behavior is similar to the kind of knee-jerk reactions and scapegoating that are often associated with woke ideology. Some comedians who have built their careers on mocking woke culture have now begun to exhibit similar behaviors, blaming Israel for various issues and sounding like the people they used to criticize. This phenomenon is not limited to Massie or a few comedians. It represents a broader trend where individuals are quick to blame external factors, such as Israel, for their problems rather than taking responsibility for their own actions. This kind of thinking can be damaging and divisive, as it creates unnecessary tension and conflict. In related news, former President Trump has been trolling the right by suggesting that he might run for Prime Minister of Israel. This comment is likely intended to provoke a reaction and generate attention, rather than being a serious political announcement. Regardless of the intention behind it, the comment has sparked controversy and highlights the complex and often contentious nature of U.S.-Israel relations. Seventh, from Claren, Astro si apoyan en Vuelasercas Tempranos, y otra joya de Rigetti, para vencer 5-1 Rangers. Los Astros de Houston derrotaron a los Rangers de Texas con un marcador de 5-1. La victoria si debió en gran part a los Vuelasercas Tempranos de Peña y Pairds, que impulsaron a su equipo hacia la victoria. La destacada actuación de Rigetti en el Monticulo también fue fundamental para el éxito de los Astros. Su desempeño ayudó a contener a los Rangers y a asegurar la victoria para su equipo. Los Astros han demostrado una gran solidez en su juego, lo que se refleja en su dominio de la serie. Por otro lado, los Rangers han enfrentado dificultades, perdiendo 6 de sus últimos 7 encuentros. Esta tendencia negativa ha afectado su desempeño y les ha impedido obtener los resultados deseados. La victoria de los Astros es un reflejo de su consistencia y habilidad para aprovechar las oportunidades. La combinación de los Vuelasercas de Peña y Pairds, junto con la efectividad de Rigetti, resultó ser demasiado para los Rangers. En general, el juego destacó la fortaleza de los Astros y las dificultades que enfrentan los Rangers. La serie ha sido testigo de la superioridad de los Astros, y es probable que continúen demostrando su dominio en el futuro. 8th from Kryptonite Weekly Wrap, Peter Thiel on the Antichrist. Peter Thiel recently hosted a series of private lectures in San Francisco, where he discussed his philosophical views on the Antichrist and warned of an impending Armageddon. The lectures, which were not intended for public release, took place on the downtown waterfront in the fall of 2025. Thiel's thoughts on the Antichrist and the potential end of the world were shared with a select group of attendees, but excerpts from the lectures have since been made public. The content of these lectures has sparked interest and debate, given Thiel's influential position in the tech industry and his history of unconventional ideas. The leaked excerpts reveal Thiel's philosophical musings on the nature of the Antichrist and the possibility of an impending catastrophe. While the exact content of the lectures is not fully known, it is clear that Thiel's views on these topics are thought-provoking and potentially unsettling. Thiel's decision to host private lectures on such sensitive topics has raised questions about his motivations and the potential impact of his ideas on his audience. As a prominent figure in the tech world, Thiel's views are likely to be scrutinized and debated by a wide range of people. The release of these excerpts has also raised questions about the ethics of sharing private information without permission. The fact that the excerpts were published without valid permission has sparked a debate about the balance between the public's right to know and the individual's right to privacy. The lectures and the subsequent leak of excerpts have generated significant interest and discussion, with many people seeking to understand Thiel's thoughts on the Antichrist and the potential for Armageddon. As the news continues to unfold, it is likely that Thiel's views will remain a topic of conversation and debate. 9th, from Kelly Oxford, what is your karmic lesson in love? The concept of a karmic lesson in love refers to a pattern or issue that an individual repeatedly experiences in their romantic relationships. This lesson is something that the universe is trying to teach the person, but they may not be learning or acknowledging it. As a result, the same problems or challenges keep arising in their love life. Each person's karmic lesson in love is unique and can be determined by their birth chart. The birth chart is a map of the celestial bodies at the exact time, date, and location of an individual's birth. By analyzing the chart, it is possible to identify the karmic lesson that the person is meant to learn in the area of love and relationships. The karmic lesson in love can manifest in different ways, such as a tendency to attract the same type of partner or to experience the same relationship patterns. It can also be related to unresolved emotional issues or unhealed wounds from past experiences. Until the individual acknowledges and learns from their karmic lesson, they may continue to repeat the same patterns and attract similar relationships. To discover one's karmic lesson in love, it is necessary to have an understanding of their birth chart. This can be done by sharing one's birth date, time, and location with someone who can interpret the chart. By gaining insight into their karmic lesson, individuals can begin to work on breaking free from negative patterns and attracting more positive and fulfilling relationships into their lives. By recognizing and learning from their karmic lesson in love, individuals can take the first step towards healing and growth. This can lead to more meaningful and satisfying relationships, as well as a deeper understanding of oneself and one's place in the world. 10th, from C. Nellis. Your message is only as strong as your understanding of the audience. A recent speaking trip to Brazil left a lasting impression due to the intense enthusiasm of the audience. This energy was contagious and reminded the speaker of the importance of a strong connection with the audience. The experience highlighted the significance of understanding and engaging with the people being addressed. The audience's passion and eagerness to participate created a unique and dynamic atmosphere. This kind of environment fosters a deeper connection between the speaker and the audience, making the experience more enjoyable and memorable for both parties. The speaker's enthusiasm was reignited by the audience's intensity, demonstrating the powerful impact of a receptive and engaged audience. Understanding the audience is crucial for effective communication. When a speaker takes the time to comprehend the needs, interests, and values of their audience, they can tailor their message to resonate with them. This, in turn, creates a stronger connection and increases the likelihood of a positive and lasting impact. A speaker who fails to consider their audience may struggle to convey their message and engage their listeners. The experience in Brazil serves as a reminder that a speaker's message is only as strong as their understanding of the audience. By recognizing the importance of audience connection, speakers can adapt their approach to better suit the needs of their listeners. This can lead to more effective communication, increased enthusiasm, and a more enjoyable experience for both the speaker and the audience. That's the brief for today.